Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ our Lord and Savior. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, sometimes we are afraid. Some of us are afraid of being alone. Others are afraid of the big C, COVID-19. I bet some of you thought I was going to say cancer. Others are afraid of getting the pink slip on Friday afternoon or losing their life savings. Children are afraid of being in the dark, and still others are afraid of eternity in hell. But the greatest fear that most people have is death. These fears are real. They terrorize us, consume us, and they cause us to worry and to lose hope and sleep. If you have any of these fears, I'm glad that you're here to hear God's word, the word that will comfort you and encourage you in your walk of faith and proclaim to you the truth that you will not be abandoned or forsaken by God. David, the shepherd boy who becomes king of Israel, tells you a promise that you should know, believe, and trust. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. David is saying that no matter what I am going through, I'm not alone. God is with me. You are with me. I'm certain that you have heard the old saying, a journey of 1,000 miles begins with one step. A journey does begin with one step, yet every step we take, we are not alone. We might take a step filled with and fraught with fear and danger, but every move we make, we may be attacked by an enemy who seeks to destroy us and separate us from God. But every step we take, we have a companion along life's highway. He is our faithful, good shepherd, Jesus Christ. No matter what step we take, we are never alone, nor will we ever be alone. Therefore, we can take comfort in what the psalmist writes, who teaches us the golden truth. You, Jesus, are always with me. David tells us that God is present with us in all of our dangers and troubles. His presence gives us confidence and hope. Now hear me well. This does not mean that we will not experience or go through evil things, but rather, because He is with us, we don't have to fear evil. Evil is all around us. We see it on our television screens and we read it on the internet. Indeed, evil is all around us. But we don't need to be afraid of any evil, because David tells us that Yahweh, the caring shepherd, Jesus is with you and me. You are with me. In the previous verses, David tells us that God would do these things. He makes us lie down. He leads us. He restores my soul. But now the pronoun has changed from he to you. You are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. In this foundation of our faith, the presence of the faithful and caring shepherd, He will not permit any one of us to be hurt eternally. They may hurt our bodies, but they cannot hurt our souls. David, as a shepherd boy, knew the value of this. And he knew the value of the rod and the staff because they were his tools of trade. These items, rod and staff, emphasize the power the shepherd has to defend his little lambs and to strike down the enemy. The rod is a powerful instrument that the shepherd uses to clobber anything that will endanger the life of his lambs. Likewise, the staff is used to hook the sheep as they wander away or to pull them out of a hole that they have fallen into. He also uses it as each sheep passes beneath it, and he counts each and every one. These tools are used by the shepherd to stop the sheep from wandering and to bring them closer to him, but he also corrects them when they have been disobedient. This is precisely the picture that David paints for us of our faithful shepherd Jesus. No matter what our journey is like, our shepherd cares for all of our needs, all of them. David, the great theologian, says, "You are with me," and we take comfort that he of whom David is speaking is faithful. In the book of Joshua, it says, "Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened, and do not be dismayed. For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." And in the book of Isaiah, it says, "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." And Jesus, our Emmanuel, said, "And behold, I am with you always to the very end of the age." Jesus, the good shepherd, is our Emmanuel, God with us. And so it is. The light has come into the darkness. God was made to dwell among us, tabernacle with us, to accomplish our salvation. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Therefore, we rejoice in his presence, for God is with us. Emmanuel, you are with me, David said. And he is. So today, we join with David by saying, "Jesus Christ, you are with me." Amen. As followers of Christ, keep loving one another earnestly and show hospitality to one another without grumbling. Amen. Amen.